Okay, I would like now to move to the affiliates report from Lori Taguma and Afia Nangwaza. And where is Lori?
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, let's just see if we can.
She's not here now.
Thank you. We are, as you all know, let's see, it's now 4:30. We are beginning a segment. We are 3 hours, thank you so much, late on our agenda. We may want to revise the agenda. We have some very big things that we must address. The ED report on fundraising, election coverage, et cetera, the retreat with the HR and ED person, personnel committee report, which will be an executive session for a large part of it. I think Jack had a motion on the item after dinner, if I'm not mistaken, or not?
On the personnel committee?
Yeah. Okay, and what was that motion?
It's a motion from the personnel committee on the CFO reporting structure.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I meant the item on the ED PNB goals and timetables. Did I misunderstand you before? Okay, never mind. And then we have the PNB election postmortem. So something's going to have to get shifted in this agenda. Yes.
I can definitely collapse any fundraising or whatever. You know, at this point,
I think you have. Critical issues. I mean, I can just speak for a moment, fundraising during hard times, et cetera.
Okay.
I don't need a lot of time.
So you had 40 minutes. Am I to understand that you can do that in 10 minutes? Or okay. So that now we only have 2 hours and 20 minutes to
suggestion.
Catch up, Bob.
Maybe we could
skip dinner.
Yeah. And sleep.
No, go ahead.
Maybe we could move the ED goals and so on to right after she Nicole speaks. Those two are kind of naturally connected. It might go faster for result. Sorry? I didn't hear you.
Is the ED goal part of the agenda?
Yeah.
Well, you're past the time on 30 days for immediate goals, and then the next thing in the agreement is between 90 and 120 days. Four goals. I've already worked 30 days. So in my agreement, you were supposed to set immediate goals for the first 30 in the first 30 days. I've already worked 30 days. So the next then thing about goals was 90 to 120 days.
Okay.
I have the agreement with me.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Just everybody look at this. I would like to go right now to the affiliates report. Then we're going to come back to our revising our agenda, trimming some time off of it. Afia and Lori, please.
Good afternoon. good afternoon. Lori Taguma from WOJB in northern Wisconsin. I have a very brief report. I haven't had the time to attend a lot of the affiliate meetings. But, and I feel bad, but I do thank whoever put together the financial report regarding the affiliate fees in the Pacifica Foundation book. I hadn't seen those numbers before, and I'm glad to report that we are one of the affiliate stations that pay our fees. And I didn't realize that there were 50 others that are carrying the 50 other stations. I mean, there are 50 stations that are carrying the other 50. So that was very enlightening to me. But I think the focus in the next year or so would be for those stations to increase their revenue somehow, and for us to help them somehow. And I see that's true across the board. of all Pacifica stations. And this actually reminds me, this situation reminds me of a tribal situation where in gaming, a few of the tribes make all the money, and it would be great to profit share for those other tribes also. And I know that California passed legislation a while ago where that was supposed to happen, and it didn't. But it would be great to have that happen here in Pacifica and to work out those financial details so that all the stations can benefit from the two or three that are profiting so greatly. The other things that I wanted to mention were partnerships, and I'm glad that Nicole mentioned that she would like to include the affiliates in some of the partnerships with the other stations, with the major stations. We'd love to do that. We'd love to work with other stations in any way possible. We're trying to incorporate more of the archival material into our programming and expand our mission by enhancing our programming through our mission statement. And that would be to infuse the Ojibwe language in all aspects of our programming. So that is what we're trying to do. And we'd like to do that on a national level also. So anyone who would like to work on programming with us, please feel free to contact us. Right now we have two partnerships that are very successful. And I was talking about this partnership on the right over here. From the airport with one of the local station people, I forgot his name, Ted, I think. But right now we have our local community college that is located a block away from our radio station working on our budget, on our marketing plan, and our survey in the small business management class at the college. And it's a very successful relationship, partnership between the young people of the college who are bringing in all of these great ideas for our website, for new programming, and also for new marketing. And they said that they would make the survey available for other stations if they'd like to use it. So please let me know if you'd like access to that. We're also working on developing an in-house, in-house television channel for our casino hotel, in which our station will be graphically displayed and also in-house in all of our different entities. And we'd like to do that in a network with all the other casino hotels that are tribal in our area. And if Pacifica would like to somehow partner in that regard, that would be fantastic too. I don't know if it could be done tribally throughout the tribal network or something similarly. But that's just in the initial stages. I also have I should talk about this, but I found that there are many similar issues that I'm dealing with on a station level, and that's happening within the Pacifica network also, such as, station people that are building alliances against the station and sabotaging and doing illegal things and undermining the station integrity. So I'm just wondering if anybody would like to sort of address that or would like to help in that in any way. And I'm wondering if that would be a proper thing to do. So I don't know if anybody would like to respond to that. Please do.
Okay. When you're done, Afi is going to, and then you guys can take questions.
Okay, but thank you very much. That's all I had to report.
As many of you already know, the affiliates program is a structural, or the affiliates are a structural part of the Pacifica network and are included in the bylaws at Article 5. The representative of the affiliate is chosen, two persons who sit on the board representing the affiliates are chosen by the board itself. As an extension of its structural part of the board and of the foundation, to be even more precise, the affiliates program was created and has grown from what I understand to started out with roughly 17 stations and is now over 120 stations and generates more than $200,000 a year. Whether or not that is profitable or not appears to be based on my going through the archives and culling as much information as is publicly available. Well, depends on whether or not the affiliate program is charged 1/6 of the cost for Democracy Now and 1/6 of the cost for Free Speech Radio News. And of course, actually, Democracy Now can be negotiated for directly between the affiliates and Democracy Now, so I'm not sure that that's a really fair assessment against the affiliates. But it ranges from roughly $38,000 profit to $19,000 deficit, again, depending on whether or not we're charged for these two programs. We view the affiliates program as a value-added component of Pacifica. Not only does it help Pacifica to realize its mission, but it also expands the voice and the reach of Pacifica. At the NFCB, National Federation of Community Broadcasters, I hate it when people use all these letters and folk may or may not know what they mean. I drew the analogy of the body, of a human body. It's like the five sister stations are the skeleton and the affiliates put flesh on those bones, and it carries the voice of Pacifica in places that it would otherwise not be present. A prime example is, of course, WMXPLP in Greenville, South Carolina. For there is a project that some of you may be aware of called Project South that operates out of Atlanta that uses W.E.B. Du Bois's slogan, as the South goes, so goes the nation. And despite the fact that we're no longer in the news for fire hoses and dogs, it's not a whole lot different, people. So it's critical and provides Pacifica with a substantive way of realizing its mission when the programming is made available to the affiliates. The value of the affiliates, we argue, and I, as chair of the affiliates task force, on behalf of the task force, point out that our value is not purely in the more than $200,000 a year that we generate, but that it is in the intangibles, the visibility that is given to Pacifica, the realization of its mission, and more importantly, the opportunity for social change and justice throughout this country, that the expansion of the network vis-a-vis the affiliates program generates. I would like to also point out that in that value added is the very proud association and name recognition that Pacifica receives. People in Greenville were extraordinarily excited when Ursula Rudenberg, who is, of course, the chair of the director of the affiliates program, prepared and emailed a welcome to Pacifica to the launch of WMXP LP in Greenville, South Carolina, and people still marvel. We were able to carry Winter Soldier from gavel to gavel. And it was a great boost to the local efforts that had already been planned for that weekend. It expanded the reach of the local anti-war activists, and it generated conversation among those who might otherwise not have participated. There are other Pacifica programs that we have also picked up from WBAI, music programs from WPFW, that and we're looking at programs from, there's a SOS youth program that the station here has, which we've gotten our local youth council members have responded favorably to. It gives them a standard and a paradigm by which to go, and which ultimately generates funds, more funds for Pacifica. I was interested in the point that was made with regard to the archives and its declining resources. We know that as a result of our having aired from the vault as well, and we air Democracy Now, of course, but also from the vault, that we have college professors in our area and college professors from the AU Center who came to the National Federation of Community Broadcasters Conference, who are looking forward to using the Pacifica archives with greater frequency and accessing the material from the archives. So we suggest that an other aspect of the value added of the affiliates, which pays on a sliding scale, I might add, is that it makes available to the public and exposes the public to the resources of Pacifica and the archives resources in particular, which enhances not only does the affiliates produce revenue, but enhances the revenue potential of an other revenue stream in the organization. I've noted both in going through the archives and the records and talking to various people two things, and then I'll come to a close. One is that we are not listed in the budget, which we find peculiar and objectionable. So I will be making a motion that we are formally included in the budget, one. And two, there is an extensive history of the existence of the and role of the affiliates with the Pacifica Foundation, including the struggle and the success of the struggle, and that the affiliates were able to get the word out even when it wasn't possible to get it out on some of the sister stations. And that at a point previously there was a proposal for not only the strengthening of the affiliates program, but enhancement to expand it for outreach. I've prepared a history that folk can look at who aren't familiar, others for whom it might be a reminder of the importance of the affiliates, so that we are recognized as the components of the Pacifica family that we in fact are, and that we as an institution are represented in the budget. That's it.
Thank you. There was one question I know that was circulating around, and that was the process that was followed for the selection of the affiliate representatives to the national board, and I'm wondering if either you or Lori could address that before other questions come, because that was a question that had been presented before the meeting that the board wanted answered.
Okay. I would first of all call attention to, and of course all of our minutes are on the archived, as well as our meetings are streamed. I would call attention to particularly to a what appears to be the first memo, invitation to participate, dated January 27, 2004, drafted by Teresa Allen, who was the chair of the Affiliates Task Force at the time, wherein she sent out an email inviting affiliates and others to submit nominations, and it goes into full detail. So there is a notice requirement at the local stations, and again, it's grounded in Article 5 of the Pacifica Bylaws, Section 1, Subsection C, indicates that there are two representatives. There's a further, in Section 4, it specifically describes the nomination process, and the purpose for defining an affiliate station, and the purpose for having affiliates, and the election of affiliates. So in simple terms, it's a notice at the local station. There's the possibility of stations joining together to create a slate, whether that's a number of stations in a given area, regionally, nationally, and that they run as such or run as individuals.
And is that the process that was followed in the instant case for you and Lori?
That's correct.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Bonnie, did you have a question?
The board must have. Did you follow a different timing process or something last year?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because in the bylaws, it's just confusing, because I think it says that it's at the January meeting or something. That
there was a minor change in order to get the affiliate directors in at the January meeting, so that they could start the 12-month off. Along with the other directors. So there was that minor modification.
Bob, did I see your hand?
Actually, that was accomplished through a special rule of order, so it didn't need to amend the bylaws. So the nominations were due by December 15th. I just wanted to ask a couple questions. Afia, thanks for that report, and Lori, thanks for yours. If you know, what has been the progress in, let's say, the last year or year and a half in recruiting more stations like yours and Lori's that predominantly serve communities of color, since that had been a weakness in years past in the Pacifica Affiliates program?
It's been phenomenal, as I understand it, especially around the recent windows, the most recent one being, less than 6 months ago, 3 months ago.
The
yes,
the
NCE, non-commercial educational stations that were released. I'm trying to remember, because we know that a Mississippi station, Karen, I can't think of her last name, who with which Ursula had worked, received a full power license in the past 10 days. That's been the case in a number of instances. There are other stations that that are waiting to get a final response. In fact, four LPMs and one internet radio station applied.
LPM is low power.
I'm sorry, low power FM stations have applied for full power licenses or did apply in October. And these are still pending, although the internet station in Boise and the one in Spokane have already been notified that they will be receiving their permits to construct full power stations. In fact, at this point, they probably have already gotten them. We would, and then the one that I just mentioned in Greenville, Mississippi, which is a very important station in that Greenville, Mississippi was one of the most brutal areas for civil rights activists during the 60s and 70s. So for them to get a full power station is a major, major accomplishment. There was something else I was going to say, but...
Margaret.
Yes, thank you, Thea and Lori. And Lori, on your question about, you know, any assistance, I'm not quite sure what any of us could do. You could see we're embroiled in similar issues. But one of the things that I know we've talked about in terms of youth outreach are also some of the media work happening on other indigenous lands. And it may be that we could, you know, exchange some contacts and might be useful network to you. I have a, I guess, a question. I'm not. It's been kind of folded into affiliates, and it has to do with the Pacifica Outreach Division, which I'm looking at. There was a proposal last year that I think passed the PMB that the affiliates coordinator become Pacifica's outreach coordinator. It was a proposal that I opposed at the time. And failed, I think my opposition failed. But I want to raise it again now, especially when we're talking about the rebranding of Pacifica, because while I think the work of the affiliates and the growth of the affiliates is good and vital, and Project South in particular, but also others, I'm really worried about the folding in of the work of the affiliates and a national Pacifica outreach coordinator, because I really see those as two distinct things. And I think, in fact, the affiliates might suffer from not having someone that is focused specifically on the affiliates, and it gets folded into a bigger question of a Pacifica outreach coordinator. So although, you know, that... motion passed, I'm just hoping that as the national staff, Nicole and others, are really looking at the national branding and how we're going to move forward, and I know that coordinator works out of the Brooklyn office with an assistant right now, that we really revisit that issue again to see how it can best serve, how we could best serve the affiliates, how we could take care of our own internal issues in terms of the five signal areas, and what do we have to do for a national branding, a national outreach of Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. Doc, and then Nicole, and then George. I'm sorry, okay.